The write-off, a dignified farewell. A dignified farewell to the receivable that was never, ever going to pay. Today you let something go that's been dead for months and just hadn't been buried yet. A receivable from a client who stopped answering emails months back, an invoice that's aged past the point of pretending collection is coming. You write it off cleanly, with the right entry, the right approval, and something in the books gets lighter the second it's gone. It was never coming back. Today you finally stop carrying it like it might. This is death's oldest, most misunderstood lesson. The ending isn't the cruelty, the pretending is. Holding a dead number on the books as though it's still alive doesn't honor it, it just clutters the balance sheet with a ghost. Let the write-off be what it actually is, not a failure, but a release, dignified and overdue, that makes room for whatever's actually going to grow next. What may cross your path? An aged, uncollectible receivable finally gets the write-off entry it's needed for months. A file you've been quietly dreading gets closed, and the relief surprises you. Something you've been carrying, a task, a balance, an expectation, gets let go cleanly today. A number that's been dead weight on a report disappears, and the report reads better for it. Let the ending be clean rather than dragged out. Some things are kinder to release than to keep pretending are still alive. Your mantra, I can let it go and still have handled it with care.